89.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good morning. You're welcome to the Super Duper edition of the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Super Duper for two reasons. One, it's a Dear Bumi edition. And two, my guest is Mr. Sherif Quadri. I just wanted to hype you, you know. But I just wanted to make sure that you don't run out of the studio. I wanted to hype you, but I can't think of any other title. Okay, Sherif is here with me. We are going to do Dear Bumi together. All of you know what this Dear Bumi thingy is. I'm sure Auntie Bumi too is on standby, you know, at home, because we'll probably put a call through to her when Sherif and I are almost at fisticuffs. Because I must throw him. But for those of you who commented on Instagram yesterday, thank you very much. Stand by. I must throw him under the bus on
okay,
this one.
Okay, now I'm ready.
He will not escape it.
I am ready.
No, I'm joking. Don't get worked up. Right. We'll start with this one. This is Kemi. Philip, is this the Kemi that we know? Very unlikely. Aha, okay. Philip and I know one Kemi.
You can't just say that you know one Kemi and will not
don't
get,
you, don't you know don't, get, don't you know any Kemi?
No, I don't.
There is no Kemi Quadri.
No.
Known or unknown?
I don't. It's what I know that I know. It's what I know that I know now. We can't put it unknown there now.
Anyway, it is not the Kemi that Philip and I know.
From where?
Say, if you want the woman's contact, I will give it to you. We can even call her now. In fact, she's listening as we speak. All these fine designer shirts that you are wearing, she will toss you on.
We don't need to call her. I just asked from where.
No, so that you can ask her yourself, where?
You're the one that said you. Anyways, let's just go.
If you want to give you the designer shirts, this perfume, name it. Okay, because you have said what you have said.
Yeah.
You will go and pick up a bottle of perfume at that shop. That's a gift from me to you. I'm serious. I can't announce the shop on air.
Okay.
But those who know what we know where the shop is.
So how am I supposed to get there?
I will tell you. I can't tell you what the idea. You know, Mrs. Chidi is very. Mrs. Chidi.
Tell people tomorrow now that yes, so you told me.
No, but that I don't have one smelling like a sweet potato. You know that it's Chidi that came. So go to the shop in Sulere and pick up a bottle of perfume. But there's a
when you know that there's roadblock and diversion.
And you must suffer before you are. the kingdom of Lord, the suffering violence. You must suffer to enter it. Good morning to the Kemi, in case he's listening. AKA Yonileke. If he does get to batter bus stop, so you're looking for Yonileke.
How do you see?
How did I see the leg? I saw the leg.
Yonileke. Anyways, let's just go on.
You said
Yonileke.
No, we call her Yonileke because she makes beats.
Who are the we?
Everybody. It's not just me.
Okay.
It's not just me. If I put a call through to Mr. Kuyoro or any, even he calls her Yonileke. Everybody calls her Yonileke because she makes beads. She can make for the hand. She can make for the waist. She can make for. Now are you sure I'm not wearing
now
beads?
Why would you?
You know that part of when it's when you have not heard of Igbadi, some kurubes come in Ileke form. A man can wear Ileke now. Are you sure? Let me lift up my t-shirt.
I can't even imagine.
Sherif, let me read this.
Yes, let's go.
Let me read this. Anyway, this is a mail sent to Dear Bumi at Boomsoft. What is this? At boomsoft@yahoo.co.uk. She sent a mail. This Kemi sent a mail to Auntie Bumi. Says, Dear Bumi, a few months ago, I found a business card with a girl's name and phone number in my man's wallet. That one has broken rule number one. You don't go into a man's wallet. Anyway, It was someone in his office, and I suspected instantly what was going on. The next time he went away on his numerous business trips, I rang his usual hotel the day I knew he would leave for home. I lied that I was his secretary, and I needed to know the name of the colleague he stayed with so I could process their details for the trip. It was a shot in the dark, and I was surprised when the receptionist fell for it. She gave me what I wanted, and the silly girl had not even changed her name. I later phoned the girl in the office, and she was so surprised, she told me all what was going on. When my husband tried to bluff his way by denials, I told him his girl had confessed. Welcome, that's it, Ruffin. He just shrugged. You know the way you guys are. He said, he now wants me to turn a blind eye on his affair. I can't do that, but I can't leave either. There are 3 kids to consider, and I want to keep the family together. I saw the other woman a few weeks ago. She's 20 years younger than my husband. The woman, or that 20-year-old, she is tall, slim, and attractive. I don't know what she sees in him. This man is in for a surprise. He says he doesn't know what the woman sees in the husband. But you are still married to him. Yeah? You know the thing about general, you know? And she says, but despite it, although I still love my husband and I'm going to fight to keep him. I think she broke rule number one. Nobody should look in a man's wallet.
Snoop around, right?
Don't snoop around. I've never looked in my wife's phone.
Well, couples never do it.
It's wrong. You see, because one of the reasons why I even believe you shouldn't bother is, at the end of the day, the most dangerous part of the human existence is the mind.
That's right.
Is that when people say that, when trouble comes in Nigeria, you can live abroad. No, your body will be there, but your mind will be here. And therefore, your mind is prone to playing games on you. So if you look and you see something that looks funny to you, it could be innocent. And there you are, you just go on a rant, have a headache, almost kill yourself over nothing.
There's a part I don't get in her issue, and that is the part where we don't know. I mean, I don't know where the matter of separation comes in this situation. She's contemplating, it's an option to leave, but she can't leave her husband. She says she's going to fight. The other lady that is out there, is she in any way a threat to her marriage?
Any woman is a threat to any marriage. Because we always know
That's not true.
Wait,
Uncle
now.
Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy, wait.
Wait,
Uncle
why are you Jimmy, suddenly calling me Jimmy?
We are men, we are men.
Why are you not calling me Jimmy?
I'm your guest now, so I can call you Uncle Jimmy.
No, call me Jimmy.
I can call you Uncle Jimmy now. No, because I'm your guest on this show now.
You're going somewhere.
Yeah. I'm not calling you Uncle Jimmy to insult you. No.
I'm not saying you're insulting me, but you called me Jimmy at just 7:30, 2 hours late.
Because I was the host then.
Alagwa. Let me tell you something.
I'm Alagba now.
You see, we always know the beginning of things.
Ah.
Sometimes they can take on the life of their own. Any woman is a threat.
Uncle Jimmy, I don't think so. You see, in marriages, people are married to people for one reason or the other. If you're not into any marriage anymore, you possibly just do anything you want and you feel that you can get away with anything you want. But for people who still remain in marriage, they have the reasons for remaining in marriage. That means that whoever that is outside there, whether you have a man friend or a girlfriend as the husband, as the case may be, if the person is good enough for you, you would have ended your marriage.
That is the theory. The practical dictates that any third party in any marriage can dabaru the marriage.
That means you don't love the person anymore.
No, it's not. You know that sometimes these things can take on a life of their own.
They don't life anywhere.
For example, look at the way she has reacted. She's still contemplating.
I think she's overreacting. That's what I said earlier. I think she's overreacting.
No, but if she was a hotter woman now, by doubt, you would have heard that the two of them are in police.
Yeah, it still doesn't change.
Or maybe one of them would be in the mortuary.
It could happen, but then it's still overreaction. Because I don't think that the other lady is a threat to her marriage.
Look, she describes the other lady. She says, she's 20 years younger than my husband. So let us take a theory. If the husband is, don't take my age, let's take your own age.
Let's do your age.
Why would that be the example?
20 years would be too small. If we take 20 years out of 65,
It will give you 45.
That'll be 45.
No, but I honestly think you know, to be honest with you, that she shouldn't have gone into his wallet in the first instance. You see, what this does sometimes is to embolden the other woman and make her more determined. Even if she was having fun in the past, she could then, out of, you know, the way the human mind works, can then say, what the hell? I like this guy. I want to keep
him. I think the other woman would be more scared.
Some of them are tough.
Yes, I agree. Some of them are tough.
We didn't tell you to move away from the chair now. Just move aside. Let me use part of my hip just to sit. Yes. Okay, you and I, by the time we... Let's see. Let me do this one-off and see what Diabumi herself says.
Yeah. Let's do that.
In this case. First of all, let me know where you stand. I believe that the woman shouldn't have looked at the wallet. And I believe that now that this has happened, she should focus on her husband and try and win him off this woman. Not go in for a quarrel. If you go in for a quarrel, you will harden the man. What do you think?
I think she should avoid anything and everything that has to do with confrontation.
I shouldn't let out this secret. I shouldn't let out this secret, but I don't know. I shouldn't let out this secret.
Safe please. Now.
If any man is near any woman's radio, just switch it off so she doesn't hear this. One of the things that can kill a man is silence. When you know, say, your madam, he don't hook you, she says, and she says, well, there was a guy about 20 years ago, a friend of ours, who impregnated somebody and had a child. When it looked as if the woman hadn't even known, wasn't sure that, you know, we hired somebody to make sure that person went and told her. They told her, and she still kept a deadpan face. And would welcome the guy home. Ah, Sheriff Kabo, this guy I see you every day. Tuji Kabo.
This plan will not work.
No, it won't work. Tuji Kabo, you know. When it got to a point, the man himself now had to come out and say, well, let this and this and this is what is happening. Don't pretend as if you don't know. And then the woman then said that, well, I will accept, because he had matured, I will accept on one condition, that when that child is 6 months, we bring him home. I don't want any of your children growing up differently.
Right.
She turned the tables against him. Right. The guy never went out again.
Oh, that's quite mature.
He never went out
again. It's a hard thing to
he never
to
went
go
out
through.
Again.
It's difficult.
I mean, if you want to keep your marriage, you have to be very careful and, you know, have to think deeply, deep thought.
I think she is overreacting. That's my opinion. I think she's overreacting to have thought that. The babe, because most ladies, no offense to the ladies who, you know,
I don't share his views, but let me hear what he has to say.
No offense to the ladies, really. But most ladies these days, they just want to have fun.
No, apart from
they just want to, nobody wants to come into
apart from that, office affairs usually end up in disaster, but they're the sweetest of them all.
And sometimes you can't, especially if her husband in this case now is the boss. I mean, it's very difficult to say that, you know, such things will not happen.
You know, the human mind, office relationships, the sweets.
Why are you? I was trying to move you away from the sweets part. Now you're
I'm being an adult here, that because it involves all the excitement of not being people, colleagues, not knowing, and so on and so forth. But it will usually end up in one place, in the trash can.
Because it's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere.
Really?
However, if she handles it in the wrong manner, that's it.
She needs to just, you know, talk to her husband. Make sure that they have a conversation. They need to have a conversation.
She confronted him, the man does shrug his shoulder.
It doesn't mean that the man will not eventually want to have a conversation. Just give it some time. And perhaps it's the way she confronted him. It's the manner in which she confronted him. I feel that she needs to sit down with a man.
If you were confronted with this, what kind of defense would you put on?
I would just apologize. I've been caught red-handed. I mean, what can I do? Red-handed.
You've been caught?
Caught red-handed.
What happened?
You just put me in the situation of the
man. Okay,
you asked a question.
But I thought that you were not telling me that you've been caught.
No,
I didn't know.
I was answering your question.
I didn't know. I thought you said you've been caught.
No, I did not say so.
Can I answer
that question now?
Answer the question now, yes. If you have been caught.
If I were the guy. You cannot do that. I would just apologize.
Yeah, I think you should apologize. Yeah. But what if you've fallen in love with this minus 20 woman?
It means I'm no more in love with the woman.
With your wife?
It means he is no more in love with her.
No, what if he can't leave the woman, the less than 20-year-old, the girlfriend. What if the guy can't leave the girlfriend? What if he's gotten hooked?
By what exactly?
Numerous things. Some are against it because it's his daylight. If it's radio.
So, I'm of one philosophy, right?
Mm.
You need to put your happiness first. And you have to be very,
what
very
if he's
selfish.
Happier? What if he's happier with the? So should he walk away and go away with the?
I would. I mean, people get divorced. Why do we? I mean, there's nothing wrong with leaving a marriage.
There's nothing wrong. I said, should he leave? I just asked a question.
No, I'm not even referring to you. I'm not referring to you. I'm just saying that there's nothing wrong with getting a divorce. If you're not happy in a marriage, take a walk.
Yes, I believe that.
Don't kill yourself.
If you're not happy in any situation, whether it's work, marriage,
take a walk.
Neighborhood, just take a walk. Okay, so let's hear what dear Bumi says. Philip, I think you better get me Auntie Bumi on the line. It'd be nice to hear from the... I don't want to call her a horse, but it'd be nice to hear from the horse's mouth. Let's see if we can get dear Bumi herself. But whilst we're doing that, it says... one second, let me just get her on my line here now. Okay? Get her straight up.
Yep.
Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you been listening to us?
I have.
So what?
I've been speaking throughout your discuss like men. One thing you ought to know, Jimmy and
yes, ma'am.
Sheriff.
Nigerian society is dominantly polygamous. All these set rules that you are married, someone is having an affair, you should go and get a divorce and all that. Most people are used to multiple marriages these days. The man having 2, 3, 4 wives. The rules that guy do the sort of marriages are different from monogamous marriages and all that. And once leaving your husband or leaving the wife, for instance, might have boyfriends as well. The husband too will have his own girlfriend, and you suspect each other all of the time. You go into each other's diaries, glove boxes in the cars, and all that. Once you make up your mind that you are in this marriage to win it, then you plan to look the other way. Not that you should condone insulting behavior or derogatory comments from your partners. There are instances where men know that their wives are having affairs, and they look the other way because they love their children. They love the home they have been able to create, and they don't want any spanner in the wheel. So all this monogamous, polygamous, polygamous society, and the rules that bind us will make taking rash decisions almost impossible. You walk away and then someone walks in to look after your children. How would you feel years later when the children are, these are all the things, not kiss me quick romance that you men think about all of the time.
Okay.
You know, you have to think about your children too, the homes you have already created. And then you make the most of a bad situation. And that's when, like one of our mothers used to say then, that the one woman, one a friend of mine told her mother to pack things up and leave. She asked the daughter, where would I go? And what would I be doing? What would happen to you children? You know, this type of, all these I love you flowers and all that, those are just the skin on the top of the cream.
Okay.
You have to sit down and think.
Okay, how are you anyway?
I did.
All right.
Hanging in there.
I'll call you after the program, Auntie. All right.
Enjoy the program.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Okay, so we got the verdict there. She said that all this. Why did she say that men do kiss me quick? Not just the men, even the women do kiss me. Yes.
Are you?
I don't like him. Am I what?
Nothing.
Nothing. I said, if you're a crook.
What were they?
At 7:30, you called me Jimmy, then now you're calling me.
I am your guest.
There is something sinister involved in this.
No, I'm your guest.
Anyway, Sheriff, listen to this one.
Okay.
Teresa, he wrote to Diabumi at bunsoft@yahoo.co.uk. Teresa says that, I'm not a rich woman. As a matter of fact, as a widow in her 60s, I find it difficult to make ends meet. Yeah. I vowed when my husband died 15 years ago that my children wouldn't lack anything, and I'm glad to say 3 of my 4 children are now independent. The problem is my first son, who is in his 30s, is often borrowing money from me and his siblings to help him set up one business venture or the other. This is what Yoruba scholar like Nick Hotchi. Unfortunately, his business keeps failing, and there's been no mention of his returning all the loans he has taken. You can then imagine how shocked I was recently when he came to visit me in the Tokunbo car he just bought.
What?
I felt like asking him where he got the money from, but I'm now anxious to get my money back. Ah, this is a tough one. So both of us are parents, thankfully. If you loan your child money, this is a dilemma. And they don't pay back. How do you handle such a thing? You know, I thought that I'd come up with a solution very quickly, but as I'm speaking, it's occurring to how difficult it could be.
It's difficult. I mean, while you're reading that, I was just thinking about it on my own. I mean, it's difficult. Mm. I mean, do I want to loan my child money?
I mean, sometimes you know that. It gets to a point where your children are almost like your equal. Yeah, apologies. You know, these machines are automated, so it we got caught unawares. And because Sheriff at the controls is also the guest, he took okay. So back to this issue, Sheriff. How do you... I said, you get to a point where you become almost like partners with your children. You know, so sometimes they ask you... parenting never stops. You do give money. But sometimes they ask you, Pop, can I need about 2 million there to do a project? I say, you give me my money back. Or say, now I'm a pensioner. Then you give them. But I, as a rule, I hope my kids are not listening. I never loan people money that I can't give. So once I give you a loan, at the back of my mind, I'll be thinking that I might not get this money back. But I think this child is a very insensitive one. You're owing your mom, you're owing your siblings, then you go and buy a Tokunbo car. But what she says here is that he came to visit in a Tokunbo car. She's not even sure whether he actually owns the car or he bought the car on a...
Have they had that conversation? Because I feel that instead of her just sending a mail and concluding, yes. I think that initial push for her to wanting to ask him that question of how did he get money, she should have asked.
Yeah, I think she's afraid too. Some people grow up being afraid, being scared of their children. You know, sometimes children have this knack of being able to intimidate you as you get older. I don't know how it works out that way, but children that you would, you know, cane and do whatever, sit down there, and all of a sudden the roles are reversed.
Well, this will not change anything. She needs to have that conversation with him, ask him, you know, how he came about with the Tokunbo car. That way, she would not be judging him wrongly.
Even Debumi here says that it's obvious that your son knows that he's found his soft touch. Ugbama man.
But we don't...
You know, with the younger generation, took the money.
Apart from the fact that we don't know whether he owns a car, apart from that fact that we can't confirm that, the other angle is that as a parent...
It's tough these days. Gone were the days, for example, when even without you loaning him the money, the parents would come here, young man, where did you get this car from?
Yeah.
You know, I can still do that to my
children. How old is the boy, though? Do we know?
No, but if the woman is in her 60s, his first son is in his 30s. It's a big man, is it? You know? I mean, it's not too big for a 30-year-old to buy a car.
No, it's not.
But not when he's owing And I know people like this, they always want project or the other. One housing estate we are going to build for sale, one refinery we're building somewhere in Bayelsa.
I don't want to rush into conclusion that the guy is kind of selfish. I don't want to rush because I need all the facts.
The car might not even be his. It could be his new baby.
It could just be somebody else's.
No,
could just be even something that he's trying to flip.
No, he got some babes. I like some babes. They're so generous. No, you're not using the car. I can't. You drive the car. I'll go on foot.
Yeah, that happens, actually.
That happens, yes. Especially when they want to make sure that you marry them.
It happens.
After you sign the register, then you go here, kwansa, kwansa. You go here, wain.
Now, let me assume that he owns the car. If he's the owner of that car,
yes,
then he's a selfish...
Yeah, but
he's a selfish idiot.
To be fair, and I'm not... We're just having some fun discussion, but really... The younger generation these days are selfish. That's the way they were brought up.
No, but not when you know the plight of your mother, who struggled.
Those who are born around the time...
For when, you.
Those who are born around the time of the footballer, that's the culture they met on the face of the earth. They're different from the way we were trained. We were trained, you couldn't even look your parents in the eye. You understand what I'm saying? Our own parents were trained. You couldn't even be in the same room with your dad unless he called you. So it's a cycle. The kids of today, the young people of today, they're a bit self-centered and selfish because that is the culture they met on ground. If he's in his 30s.
If he's in his 30s, right?
Yes, that is the culture. You think of I, and I only. I and I.
It's quite it's selfish to if truly. Well truly
it's
also
it's part of the degeneration of society as we move on. You know. I sometimes look at my grandchildren and I'm saying to them, look at the world they're born into you know, in the 2020, you know, and I fear for what's it just won't be the same. Anyway, that's that.
Yeah.
Now this our lines are going to be open soon, 0700-993-993-993. And we have the line that females can call, 01485-7190. There's no Joro in this one. Mm-hmm. Sheriff is under control. No, he's gender intolerant. Is that the right word? When it comes to the phone. If you're a man and you change your voice, Sheriff will catch you.
That's not the right word.
What is he saying? Is gender intolerant.
I'm just gender sensitive.
Gender sensitive. Sorry. I withdraw the gender. You know, to speak to it, it'll be small matter. Let's take a call now.
Yes, let's do.
Hello, good morning. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. JD and Mr. Sheriff.
Madam, are you on top of an okada or what? Oh, yeah, and bad beach. There's so much breeze.
My compound, though.
You must be living in a breezy compound.
Yes, sir.
Is your compound available for vacations? So breezy.
No, Mr. JD. No.
Okay, move. No, I didn't say I was crying. I was only joking.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Try and move away from the windy area so we can hear you well. Okay, good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I sound good.
Who is speaking, ma'am?
My name is Helene Sen from Ibeshe.
Helene Sen, Ibeshe Beach.
Yeah, close to the beach.
Close to the beach. Ibeshe I could hear the breeze. I envy you at this time. I envy you. Is it ready? All right. Can you please say that in English or in Efik?
Oh, we are enjoying God's goodness.
Say it in Efik now.
Fortunately, I'm a robot.
okay. You caught me out there. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. JD,
yes.
We can go on a lighter mood before I react to what's on ground. The reason why Agogo does not like saying, he does not like responding to your
Migwa
is because in a robot, Migwa means I'm on my knees.
Yes, I'm his my organ now. If he doesn't run the controls, I'm on my knees to him. I will continue to say big word to him because he's my organ. Okay, go on. Let's hear your reaction. Okay.
So it's good putting a voice, you know, hearing what's her name now?
Debumi, yes.
After I've been reading Vanguard for how many years of my life now? I think I started reading Debumi's column and your column too in the mid 80s.
Yes.
You know, so it's good hearing her voice this morning. Back to the issue on ground. Well, like you both agree, we can't judge now. And in Nigerian parlance, you know, we have this attitude, the children of nowadays, they have this entitlement. Shall you understand? Probably the dad left some money and Shebowowani, you know.
We never thought of that. Please go on.
So Shebowowani, you know, and then the man, probably she's not even telling us the truth of how much, you know, he left. So he has his entitlement. I will advise, so let me pretend I'm there, Bumi, now, for peace to reign. Come back, they should forget about the money. And henceforth, that is if he actually bought a car. But if he did not buy the car, why not call? He's still the son. Call him and make inquiry.
Right.
And since he's a full-blown adult, she should stop, you know, giving him handouts.
Okay, madam.
Only happen here in Nigeria. Right. You know.
Sorry, madam. Aren't you the lady I spoke to that said wanted to invite you to the program?
Yes, I'm. The
can you come next week? Just come here next week. Do you know where we are?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we are 30 million. Can you send us your photograph and your full name so we can use it for the promo? Then you come next week.
Yes. Oh, can I make it all the way from Ibeshe? That's the issue.
Ibeshe is not too far from here.
Ibeshe is an island.
Ibeshe, we are in Victoria. We are in Victoria Island.
I know. Yeah.
And Ibeshe is, where is Ibeshe?
Ikorodu.
Ikorodu. except you cross by boat.
I can't do that. I have phobia for water.
So you can't make it. Sorry about that. Okay, so you can't make it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, any day you feel up to it, just let us know. We'll be more than glad
to have you. I will. And it's so good talking to you, Mr. JD.
Ma'am.
It's wonderful.
Yes, madam.
Reading your column in the 80s and now.
Wow.
Well done, sir. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
And Mr. Sheriff, thanks for giving Mr. JD a good run for his money. Mr. Sheriff, don't allow him to put words in your mouth.
No, he will try. He will only try.
Uh-huh. I could trust you. I trust you.
Okay, madam. Thank you. Let's take one more caller, please.
Yes, we should.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
And Sheriff Quadri. This is the first time I'm actually speaking to you.
Oh.
Who's speaking, please?
I'm calling. My name is Shea. I'm calling from Lekki.
Shaya called from Lekki, okay. Yes.
I wanted to respond to what Dear Bumi said.
Yes.
I disagree with her about this notion of staying in toxic environments because of the children. We're actually hurting the children when we do that, you know. So I have a friend in the UK. Her husband didn't even used to beat her. It wasn't any domestic violence situation. It was just verbal, you know.
Verbal abuse.
You know, he will shout, you know, and all of that. And then her son had turned 5, and all of a sudden, he started peeing on himself in school.
Wow.
Like, they would change him 6 times in school. Like, his attendance dropped to 65%.
Hmm.
He stopped talking. This is somebody who used to be like a chatterbox.
Hmm.
You know, he stopped talking. You know, his performance in school dropped. They took him for, you know, they live in the UK now, so they were able to access all this, medical facilities and all. And then they went to analyze his brain. And then they told her, your son's brain has regressed. Your son now kind of has the brain of a 2-year-old. That's right. You know? So she said she tried. She said she noticed he likes music, so she was trying to use music. She was trying to do it. And then after a while, she was like, you know what? She has to prioritize these children. And then she decided to leave the house. And she had a younger daughter as well. So she just moved out, you know, she just left her husband and then moved out. She told me that day that she left was the last time her son peed on himself.
Wow.
Just imagine then, that.
Yeah, he's become a nervous wreck. Yeah.
Yeah, and he turned 8 recently. So she was like, and he's nice, his bubbly self, you know, and all. And then she asked him that, hey, do you remember that time that you stopped talking, you know? And you were just, you didn't want to talk to anybody, you know, and stuff. Do you remember? I was like, yes. And she's like, why? What was happening to you at that time? Why did you stop talking, you know? And he said, I was afraid of the darkness at home.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What a moving story. Okay, I need to read this mail from Itunu.
Okay.
Itunu, is Itunu male or female?
Most likely female.
Most likely female. I've never heard a man called Itunu. What does Itunu mean?
I don't know.
It's Yoruba now, you should know.
I know, but I don't know how to put it together. Pacifier or something?
I told you go under that bus.
No, but really.
You don't know the meaning of a Yoruba name, Omodua.
Okay, Omodua.
You don't know the meaning of Itunu?
I just said pacifier.
Go and find out. Do the exam and come back next week.
Yes, sir.
It's a lie. I don't know the name myself. I've heard the name so many times. But I don't know what Itunu means. Anyway.
Someone said comforter.
It's debatable, actually. It's debatable.
Comforter. Someone said comforter. And another person said there are male Itunus too.
So you are wrong.
Yeah, but you say you've never heard Itunu.
It's meaning.
We both said.
I said, is Itunu male or female? So if you hear.
I said most likely.
If you hear an Itunu, do you suppose to be male calling female? We can understand, but you said you didn't know.
Have you heard of a female Dari before?
Yes. Dari. I've heard. Yes. No, it's Dara. It's Dara. I mean, Mrs. Ocho, did she Dari or Dara?
The first time I saw a female Dari, yes. I was stunned. I was like,
the first time I saw a female Jimmy, I was stunned.
Oh, is a female Jimmy?
Yes. I was stunned. The first time there's a female Jimmy. Okay. At that time, she was working in a law firm and she was the chief librarian. A famous law firm, and she was a chief librarian, and her middle name was Jimmy.
Oh wow!
Yes,
I've seen.
So I started calling her sick.
I've seen a female lie.
There are female lies now.
Yeah, are you thinking that's the male name? Like
no, there are female lies now. There's female lies. I know Lie Williams. There are female lies.
Oh, okay.
Because lie can be extracted from all kinds of names.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Have you heard of a female Philip?
No. That's not possible.
Or a male Rachel. Have you heard of a male Rachel before?
Rachel? No way.
A man. Gindi.
No way.
Say, okay, come, Rachel. Come here.
No way. That's not happening.
But I've heard of Philippa. If once you put an A, it becomes female.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a male? Is there a female sheriff? How come I skipped that?
No, there's Sheriffat.
Is Sheriffat the female of sheriff?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
No?
Egbami, why are you arguing with me now?
Okay, what does sheriff mean?
It has three meanings, actually.
One.
Can we go into all of that now?
Okay, we can go into all of that. Third boss, we're going under. Okay, so it will talk some fair weather friend.
Someone said female Philip is Philippine.
Iran, Philippine is a country. What kind of rally?
I don't understand.
Who said that? What's his name?
Latif.
Latif, you should go back to school. The Philippines is a country. I've heard of Philippa. Latif should be caned. Honestly. Latif should be caned. I like Barini. He wants to deceive two adults. But could there be a female?
No, I don't think so.
Philip. Have you heard anybody called Philippine?
That's a country.
You be twins? Yeah, I'll let you waka come. Sheriff.
Yeah, someone has confirmed what you said. Like, female Philip is Philippa.
It's Philippa, yes. Mm. I'm always right.
No, you are not always. Nobody is always right.
I'm always right.
No, you are Emil. Not always. No.
Any Kumo, any more.
You see now, that's another one. You are not Ekun.
I'm Ekun.
You are Jimmy.
Emi Ekun. I will have another name now. If I throw it on the ground now, there are some people that will be hailing me all over the world. Going, yeah.
I dare you.
I will not hear anybody. I will not fall for that.
We will not hear anybody. Will not say.
Take your phone. Go through my phone. Look for when you go through. Scroll through. Mm-hmm. Look for a name. You see one name there called Jamba. Call him, and then he will.
We don't have to call somebody. Somebody that you've already planned with, and say, "I'll tell Sheriff on the program. He'll call you." No,
you can call Mamudu.
you've arranged with all of these people.
Okay, Tulu says, we have just 5 minutes. You're late for your program, but...
Yeah, let's just
thank
go.
You very much. Thank you for waiting. It says, when my friend comes to spend time with me, I pay for everything. Freeloader. Recently, I went to her place and she treated me shabbily. She barely cooked and begrudged me a second piece of meat. Why do you want to eat 2 pieces of meat? One evening, she refused to let me have a bath because she claimed she bought water all the time. You don't need this kind of... She even complained about the foodstuffs I use. Now she's asking when she can come to visit me again. You know, there are some people, you visit them, you entertain yourself. Mm-hmm. They visit you, you entertain yourself. Mm-hmm. I remember going to a lady's house first time. Not for any single, not for any job.
She
says, Kikile Mama, I said, well, I have a green bottle. She says, okay. So as we're looking at that, so I said, M01, I bring the money.
What?
Yes. What does it mean, green bottle? Bring the money. So I had to cough out the money.
Is it maybe the person, you know, is the type that, like me, can't buy alcohol for anybody? Maybe if you had said you wanted malt or something.
No, it wasn't that, Ojari. You mean you won't buy? You don't buy alcohol for anybody?
No, I don't.
No wonder I haven't visited you. I'll leave Lagos and come to your house in Ibadan. You are the correct man. For them to be asking me, I'm coming from Cherry's house. I'm not going to. But you don't mind if people come along with their own poison.
You can do that.
But you won't serve alcohol. You don't drink alcohol.
Mm-mm.
Oh, King Wapa.
Why are you checking your time?
I want to end this very quickly. I'm getting worried. You don't drink any form of wine, uncle. So let us look at life.
Let us look at life.
Would you please, Mr. Sheriff, would you let me say something? Look at life. A man is supposed to do one of the three vices. Yes, that's what they say. You must do one.
Mm-hmm.
You must do either alcohol.
Who
you
said
must
it?
Smoke or woman.
Who said it?
You must. I repeat.
Wait. Who said it?
I repeat. It's the convention.
What rule?
I repeat. They say a man, the average man, must be. Except they're not an average man. But either he drinks, he smokes, or he follows women. Mm. So choose one now. You've knocked out drink.
I've followed one woman, and that's my wife. I mean, I really, really womanized my wife. I did everything. We still talk about it yesterday. Last night we still spoke about it. We discussed it. And she was making jest of me, like, I would disturb her in the morning, disturb her, and we'll come to ask her if she has it. I did it.
The people were telling me that they've decamped to Sheriff. So all that is for nothing.
So you don't drink.
Mm. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
You don't smoke.
How what? How what now?
Arrest my case.
There's no case.
Arrest my case. Anyway, for the record, in case anybody wants me to visit them more, just get a brown bottle ready.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And I also do those long wine bottles. I do that one, but I like that brown bottle. So I've taken one out of three. So I'm honest. I've taken one out of the other two.
Do you know some people take two? Some even take the entire thing.
I'm not one of them. One is enough for me.
I didn't mention your name. I didn't say you are the one. I said, do you know some people?
Do you know some people in this studio? When you are talking of dry bones, the old man feels very uncomfortable. Have you heard that proverb? Sheriff, I think I need to run out of this place. Where are the takers? They should come and save me. So what should the Tunu do with this woman now?
Nothing. We all have all kinds of friends.
No, but this, she doesn't cook. He entertains himself. she refused to let him have it. Why was he having a bath?
Itunu can just stop, you know, getting so close to that kind of friend. If Itunu can't handle that kind of friend, then he or she needs to move a bit distance, yes. You know.
But I think that most, if my son, for example, told me about this, I tell him he should go shopping again. If you go to another supermarket,
create some distance.
No, you don't have to. I mean, look at what I said. I went to her house. Mm. She barely cooked, she begot me of a second piece of meat.
If all those things are important to him or her, then stay away from such a friend.
But isn't a piece of meat important to you?
No, I'm talking about this person now. If a piece of meat or two or three. Is that important? And he or she needs
give
that.
Give two pieces of meat. You can, in fact, what you can do is when it's not looking, you can cut that one piece into two. But that is equal to those. It means that those two are probably small.
Yeah.
And then this is the one that flips me. We're out of time.
Yes.
Hey, I was just warming up. Right, we got to get out of here. Okay, my watch is slower. Yeah. The techers are around the corner. I'd like to thank Sherif. Thank you very much.
I've had fun.
I know you had an appointment this morning and you had to stop it. Thank you very much. So that's Tebumi for today. Tomorrow, Helen Amore is going to be here and we'll be talking about how to get out of poverty in practical terms.
Yep.
I'll see you tomorrow at 9.
You are listening to your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.